Big Jim and Anna, wherever you want them. The Big Jim and Anna Podcast, Star 99.9, today's best mix.
What do you do as a parent if you don't like your kid's teacher? It's just one of the questions we have today for Dr. Dave Title, superintendent of Fairfield Public Schools. It's a Big Jim and Anna show on Star 99.9, today's best mix. We asked Dr. Title come in because as parents, a lot of times we don't know what we're supposed to do with the kids back at school when we have issues. Everything feels like we need to be we have to protect our kid, but we don't know what to do and how to approach the school system. We're trying to figure out, how do we all just get along around here? Hi, Star, hello.
Yes, I actually am a teacher. I don't think parents understand that sometimes we're juggling 22 to 27 different personalities in the classroom, and sometimes it's a little difficult. And if they have open communication with the teacher, it makes life a lot easier both for the parents and the students.
So as a teacher and a superintendent here, Dr. Dave Title with us, what is the right way? Like, do we send you emails? Do we just, like, after class, stop by? What's the best way to approach a teacher? What do we do?
Right, I'll take a shot at it, and I'm happy to hear from you. I think it really depends on what the, what the parent's schedule is and what the teacher wants. So teacher may send something at the beginning of the year. Here's how to get a hold of me. It's always best to start with the teacher if there's something specific, and then you can really get it out on the table. But I just wouldn't put anything in an email that's really sensitive or confidential. I think it would just be something like, I've got some concerns. Can you give me a call? And then you can have a conversation about what's the best way to handle it.
I agree. I either will have a conference before or after school, or a telephone conversation in the evening.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. And if anyone else has questions, 800-330-9999 for Dr. Dave Title, superintendent of Fairfield School. So what are the standards you use for judging whether or not a teacher is actually doing a good job?
Right.
Well, that's actually been a major focal point in the whole world of education for at least the last 30 years that I've been doing this. But most recently with some of the educational reform legislation, because Sometimes people judge a teacher on, how friendly they are, how nice they are, and that's all certainly part of it. But we also want to judge teachers on whether or not their kids actually learn something.
Yeah. Most importantly.
I had very nice teachers at Melrose High School and Melrose Mass.
Yes.
But you know what? They didn't teach me a lick. It's why I still count with my fingers.
It's
and
true.
That's not a joke. I literally still count with my fingers.
I'm not kidding, Dave. Yesterday, he was throwing dice, and he could not add the two dice together.
It was real bad.
I was like, what are you? It's a 4 and a 3. Why are you saying 11?
Not proud of it.
Right. Well, that's so I think that's what we're trying to do is teaching is an art and a science. And some of the student outcomes in a classroom may be beyond the teacher's control. There's a lot of factors outside the classroom that influence it, so it's not pure. And that's why just relying on things like standardized test scores are very misleading.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, the concept is, did your kid learn from this teacher?
Right.
They don't have to, love this teacher. They don't have to be friends with
that's
the
a
teacher.
Good point.
In fact, we don't want them to be friends with the teacher.
Yeah.
We don't want the teacher to be friends with the kids, literally or figuratively. The job there is to get the kids, to motivate the kids to learn, but we also want them to impart a love for the subject, enthusiasm. We want them to be respectful and pleasant. And so you really need both halves of the equation. It's not one or the other. But how many times have you had somebody, I know I have kids who really disliked a teacher when they had them, and then 3 or 4 years later came back and said, man, I didn't really love that teacher, but boy, I learned a lot of math from that teacher, and I'm still using it. So sometimes in the short term, what may appear to be something of a problem, in the long term, the teacher really is teaching the kids a lot, which is really the critical thing here.
Yeah, you want someone who's firm but fair. Well, if you got more questions, again, we have Dr. David Title in here, superintendent of Fairfield Schools. If you want to give us a call, 800-330-9999. It's back to school, and as a parent, you might have questions like, hey, how can I get a better teacher for my kid? Or is this really the curriculum that they should be teaching? Well, it is the Big Jim and Anna Show on Star 99.9, today's best mix. We are joined in studio by Dr. David Title. He's a superintendent of Fairfield Schools, and he can answer questions just like this if you have them. 800-330-9999. Hello, Star.
Yes, good morning. How is the Common Core teaching our children? It's all about the schools and how the kids perform on the test. That's not necessarily showing that they are learning.
So the comedian Louis C.K. has been really outspoken about Common Core testing.
Right.
And with my rudimentary understanding of it, there are some states and districts that they kind of have buyer's remorse with this. How do you feel about it in Connecticut?
Right. So we've always had testing in Connecticut. We've always had standards in Connecticut.
Yeah.
It's not new. We've been testing in grades 3 through 8 and 10 since the early 2000s. So it's really not a question of whether or not you have standardized tests or whether or not you have standards. The difference here is the standards are brand new. They weren't developed in Connecticut. They were accepted by the state as the standards pretty much under the gun of the federal government. And no one really knew what the tests looked like and what they were going to be used for. And so I think a lot of this has to do with that element and also the fact that these tests are now used as a large part of teacher evaluation. Getting back to your earlier comment, that has teachers really, really nervous because now it's not just a matter of the kids take the test, we see how the kids are doing and we adjust. Now it's like my job's on the line with these tests.
Yeah, that's scary.
And that ratchets the whole thing up to a whole new level of concern. And it's new. They've just gotten, say, new curriculum or new materials, and their kids are being tested on it, which makes kids and parents nervous. And the teachers are being evaluated on it. So the whole thing was rolled out very quickly, with not a lot of professional development, with not a lot of understanding. And I think that's why some places are having buyer's remorse, have either slowed it down or trying to adjust to it. Connecticut's doing the same thing.
Wow.
He's Dr. Dave Title, superintendent of Fairfield Schools. If you've got a question, 800-330-9999. Hello, Star, you're next.
Yeah, my question is, what is Fairfield doing about bullying?
Well, bullying is an issue in every school in the state. That's why the legislature stepped in and put a lot of rules in place. We have very strict policies. Yeah, we have very strict policies about it. We've done a lot of training, as all districts have, with the teachers, with the principals, how to recognize it. And we also have the ability for students now can anonymously report bullying that they may be experiencing or seeing. So it's a constant vigilance. It's something that we've always been mindful of. It's something that we know is out there. And when we do encounter it, then, we follow through with both the perpetrator and the victim. And there have been a number of cases of that. And it's not just in Fairfield, but it's all across the state.
Yeah, it's certainly something that seems to be like a hot topic, too, because as parents, we don't know what to do when our kid is being bullied. We don't know. Do we approach the other parent? We don't know. Do we go directly to the teacher? It's hard. Or even worse, if you're the parent of that bully, like, how do you talk to your kid? Like, I think the number one thing I keep drilling into my daughter's head is you never want to be the bully. How do you handle that?
Right. Well, I think that depends on the age of the child, first of all. And the children should feel comfortable going to an adult and describing what's happening to them. So if your child is feeling uncomfortable about what situation, they should go directly to the teacher at the middle school and high school level. There may be multiple teachers that they have, and they should maybe approach the teacher they feel most comfortable talking to, or another adult in the building, could be a guidance counselor, somebody that they feel they can trust and have a relationship with, or they certainly can, and particularly at the at the high school level, go see an administrator if you have to. But there should be some adult that the child can go in and see and say, look, this is what's happening to me. May or may not be bullying. Here's how it's making me feel. Certainly talking to the parent about it and having a discussion about what's happening, how are we going to handle it. As children get a little older, they may want to handle it on their own. They may not want their parents involved.
Right.
Younger children, the parents probably need to be involved and bring it to the attention of the correct individual. But there should be an adult who needs to know about this as soon as possible so that the interventions can happen as soon as possible.
All right, hear that, kids? So if you're in the car right now and something's happening and you see it, it's up to you to report it. So go talk to mom and dad, go talk to your teachers, and make sure if you're that person, you speak up. So thank you so much, Dr. Dave Title, superintendent of Fairfield Schools, for joining us on the air
today. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me. It's been great.